Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
I'm the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law, you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourself did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter.' When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to add with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Simply, Jesus condemned the Pharisees that they do not live up to the truth. They just pretend to be good, but at the end, in the heart, they were not according to the truth. And Jesus once also says, "I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So only through the word of God, only following Jesus, one of his steps, his footstep is towards Jerusalem, towards the cross. His way is truth, but it's always healing and forgiving. Let us follow Jesus in a simple way, not easy, but be able to have trust in him. Ask, because he said once, "Ask, we're given, lock, we open." So let us try to live up our calling, follow Jesus day by day, minute by minute, to follow his will, the will of God, to love, to forgive, and to heal.